A classic example that you can easily see from Google Earth is Tanzanian, what we call the Tanzanian Craton. So if you're tracing down the East African Rift Valley from the Red Sea, if you're going from the Red Sea and you're coming south through Ethiopia, you would notice that the East African Rift kind of branches out into two branches. I think it's somewhere at the tip, at the northern boundary of Tanzania. It's split into two and then wraps around a elliptical shaped mass of land, and then it comes together again in I think around Malawi, the northern part of Malawi. So the middle part of the Tanzanian Craton is the Vic Lake Victoria. So if you see Lake Victoria, you can easily see the you can notice the East African Rift Valley wrapping around it, like in the to the west and to the east. So the Tanzanian Craton has basically not been significantly affected by the ongoing rifting activities happening in the East African Rift system, and that is because it is a craton. It formed billions of years ago, or more than 2 billion years ago, and it has kept itself together while other places around it, are splitting apart.